Seromas are the commonest post-operative complication encountered after breast cancer surgery, and they can be defined as an abnormal collection of fluid contained within the surgical space created by dissection. The etiology of this fluid and the precipitating or predisposing factors remain unclear, with increasing body weight, age, surgical technique all have been proposed to increase the incidence. Due to the pressure effects of the seroma on the surrounding tissues and skin, patients frequently complain of discomfort and require repeated outpatient appointments for aspiration. Furthermore, seromas have been reported to increase the risk of post-operative complications such as delayed wound healing, skin dehiscence, skin flap necrosis, and increased infection, and frequently delay adjuvant therapy. Suture quilting of skin flaps is one technique that has been proposed to reduce the formation of seromas. However, it is commonly thought to extend surgical time, and its effectiveness has been questioned, and therefore it is not routinely performed in many centres. Previous audits of patients undertaken in 2009 and 2010 reveal seroma rates of about 70% for each of the three breast surgeons at our unit with similar operative times. Quilting was performed by affixing the subdermal layer of skin to the underlying muscle at 1 to 2 centimetre intervals using a continuous monofilament absorbable suture. 2 to 3 rows of sutures were used per flap, including axillary flaps, and a further row was inserted between the two skin edges and the underlying muscle. It was introduced by one surgeon in July 2010 and a further one in early 2011. Data were prospectively logged in dedicated databases such as CHECS, where data from theatre staff regarding operative time were logged independent of surgical influence, and JSIS, where objective statements regarding seroma aspiration and outpatient clinic attendance were recorded by the breast care nurses who do the majority of the aspirations. All patients undergoing mastectomy with or without axillary nodal clearance or axillary clearance in as part of breast conservation or completion axillary clearance were identified and included in this audit. Going forward.